Next, David discusses the proper uses of pain medication and being open to alternative medicine.
Every case is different. In some cases, it's wise to use medication for temporary relief. In other cases, you're going to create a medication dependency. So with chronic pain, to start using painkillers, the danger is addiction to the painkiller, dependence on it. And then as you become dependent on the painkiller, it loses its effectiveness. So you have to start increasing the dose. And if you keep increasing the dose, then you end up with withdrawal effects. So you get the Hollywood syndrome, all the constant luminaries that are always in the news. There's always the death of some famous entertainer, and their apartment, their house is always loaded with pain pills and sleeping pills all over the place. So the progressive addiction then to tranquilizers and painkillers creates now a problem that's as bad or worse than the original one. Therefore, other techniques can be used, hypnosis and self-hypnosis and many other ways, to reduce the suffering of pain. See, pain is one thing and suffering from pain is another. Right now I have a pain in my right knee, is the target of my... It's in the background. As you ignore it, you disappear it. Earlier I was talking about it, but that disappeared it. I hadn't thought about it until now. It came up again to use as an example. But as a matter of fact, I've not been suffering from the pain as we do this recording. No suffering involved. I was aware it was there, but I gradually disappeared it into the background. And now it might just as well not exist because I haven't thought of it. Now it came to mind just to use as an example, but there's actually no suffering involved with it. I think you should use all available techniques to heal everything. And this is where I differ with traditional medicine. Traditional medicine will poo-poo anything that isn't traditional medicine. That is, until they get something sick and incurable, and then it's amazing how they go for hypnosis. Or so, when it's their ox that's gored. So I am a great enthusiast for alternative medicine. And I've had healing and cures of just about everything, one type of illness or another. Acupuncture is amazingly effective for certain things, and for others it was relatively ineffective. I had a duodenal ulcer for 25 years, incurable, intractable, and so all the doctors took all the antispasmodic, nothing cured it, and it was getting worse, in fact. It was starting to burrow backwards in the duodenum and triggering acute pancreatitis, so it was dangerous. So I heard about acupuncture. And I was enthused at what I heard about it, and it came over from China or India. In the first place was in Washington, D.C., and the government was interested in it. So to get accepted for treatment at the clinic, you had to take x-rays and proof of what your disorder was, and then you had to repeat it when it was over to document whether it either worked or didn't work, because the United States government didn't know whether to accept this and license it or what. So I did that, and I was one of the early patients there. And I remember there was an elderly Chinese acupuncturist, and I thought acupuncture was painless. I was surprised. He put a needle right through my left wrist. It felt like it went all the way through the wrist and out the other side, and I screamed. I said, ow! He laughed. He said, ho, 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 bad ulcer, huh? Bad ulcer, right. So after three treatments, the ulcer disappeared. I have never had the ulcer back. Ulcer of 25 years duration went away with three acupuncture treatments. I mean, three treatments. It actually went away after the first treatment, but I had three treatments altogether. So anything that could do that. Then I saw a chiropractor once. I was driving down around the Mexican border in a small town, and I had a migraine headache. And the migraine headache was quite bad. And I saw it said chiropractor. So I went in there, and I told the old guy what was wrong with me. He was an elderly gentleman. And he said to me, if you put a half-inch lift in your left shoe, your headaches will disappear. Well, after all those experts I'd seen, I'd had EEGs and all kinds of things. He tells me, you put a half-inch lift in your left shoe and your headaches will disappear. I thought that was very amusing. So I put a half-inch lift in my left shoe and my headaches disappeared. So you can see there's a great benefit in being open-minded. I've had other disorders, and I have a kinesiologist. Traditional medicine laughs at kinesiology. It's a very magical and wondrous experience. It's funny, they say, like, put your finger over your right eyebrow and now lift your leg, and you find your leg is suddenly weak. He says, now put it over your left eyebrow, and suddenly your leg is strong. Well, there's no nervous connection between your eyebrow and your leg. So how can that be? So your scoffing at kinesiology disappears the minute you experience the reality of it. So a great enthusiast of alternate forms of treatment. Try the traditional ones and then branch out and start trying everything and anything, because everything and anything may be the one thing that cures you.